The best part of your day. At the heart of your community. All the talk. All the music. All the news. Chai FM.
This is the HOD Hour with Stan Kaff from the Hebrew Order of David International. Coming to you from Johannesburg, which is having power outages, as you know. And we're fortunate that we have a generator, otherwise we wouldn't be on air tonight. Tonight we're going to focus on the United Kingdom, particularly the Hebrew Order of David. We have on the line our guest, Lawrence Gishon, who's the Vice President of the Governing Lodge of the United Kingdom. Just before that, I thought we'd introduce a little bit of a competition for the evening. And because it's Valentine's Day, and because we have a function coming up this week, where Ruth Mayer is coming to talk on 25 years into democracy at the Hebrew Order of David Center, at the HOD Center. And we thought we'll give away two tickets to the best poem. So I'll kick off with the first one, and then if you would send in to either the WhatsApp number 061-895-1019 or the SMS number 34519. So it's 061-895-1019 for WhatsApp or 34519 for the SMS number. And if you would send your poem in, please do not regurgitate anything from Google. Make up your own poem. Otherwise, we'll take you down for plagiarism. But my little poem is just to start off with, and you can follow suit with whatever you like. But Valentine's Day, roses are red, violets are blue. You're such a pretty sight, especially with no light. So now you give yours, and we'll judge which is the best. Can be humorous, can be romantic, whatever you like. We'll announce at the end of the show. So Lawrence Gishon on the line. Lawrence, are you there?
Good afternoon, Stan.
So, Lawrence, as I introduced you, you're the Vice President of the Governing Lodge of the United Kingdom, and welcome. Lawrence is a worthy brother. He's the President-designate of the Hebrew Order of David's Governing Lodge in the United Kingdom, a top position in the United Kingdom and the UK, and they have lodges in the UK. And, Lawrence, give us an idea of the lodges in the UK, and then we'll talk specifically about a couple of projects that you busy within the UK.
Thank you, Stan, and thank you for everybody for having me on today, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
United Kingdom has three lodges, a Lodge 1, a Lodge 2, and a Lodge 4, all working fairly independently, but we do have three joint meetings every year, and there's a very good Chavashaft and unity amongst them, and a fair amount of projects we do in a combined way where we feel we can really make a difference to the community.
So give us one of your top projects, your pet project, if you like.
Well, one of our projects that we're really very proud of is our Bar Mitzvah project. This is a project that's been going for 10 years now in the United Kingdom, and it really is to help children and families that can't afford a Bar Mitzvah or are having hard times, or they don't have any Yiddishkeit at home and they're really in trouble, and it gives us the opportunity to help them in achieving their bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. The HOD in the United Kingdom is really a chesed organization, and when I mean chesed, I mean our motto is acts of loving kindness. We are there to try and help the community and spread as much love and kindness as possible throughout the UK, and also certain Israeli charities that we work with. The Bar Mitzvah project, as I mentioned, has been going for about 10 years now. We've probably done a few hundred Bar Mitzvahs over that time. It was set up originally by Stuart Harris and Alan Goldman in the UK, and it was funded by a legacy donation. That legacy donation is now long gone, and we run a charitable fundraising event every year, which is a whiskey, biltong, shawarma, and shiur evening, which is a phenomenal evening. We get about 150 people at any one time, and this year we raised in excess of £10,000 on the evening. So it's a wonderful evening and a wonderful cause.
And so what happens with the bar mitzvah? What do you provide? What do you do? How do you actually, do people come to you with the names? How do you find them? Or that's a very common knowledge.
Just to explain to everybody, we work with various charities and Rabbonim in the community, and there are always desperate people out there who need help, and those are their contact points. The main charity we work with is a charity called Norwood, which is the main Jewish charity in the United Kingdom to help people that are in trouble or in need. What we do is we provide the following to bar mitzvah boys. We give them tefillin, a talis, a kippah, a sidur. We arrange lessons, and we even kit them out with a suit so that they look like a mensch on the day.
And so this actually gives them a real sense of pride, a sense of belonging. And I mean, that's something that goes far beyond love thy neighbor as thyself. I mean, this is putting something for a kid that's going to remember for the rest of his life.
This is it. And it's amazingly important. And many people say to me, you know, what is so special about a bar mitzvah? And to us, what does a bar mitzvah mean to a young person? To us, a bar mitzvah means to become educated and to strengthen one's Jewish pride through knowledge and understanding. It means to grow Jewishly, one step at a time. It means standing up for Israel and respecting every Jew. It means taking responsibility for the world, using the Torah as our guide, because that is the mission of the Jewish people. And most of all, it means to love being Jewish. So at all times, we want to foster not only a love of Judaism, but a love of Israel and a love of Jewish continuity.
So we, in South Africa, we've had similar projects. We don't have a specific bar mitzvah project in mind, but we used to assist a number of bar mitzvahs, where we gave, something similar to what you were giving, the talis, maybe the tefillin and maybe et cetera. We didn't really get too involved in the party or any of the celebration, which we felt, you know, was really up to the family or up to the thing. But do you get assistance from the shuls? I mean, are the shuls assisting this, or are they expecting their full payment and you funding it, or is it something which the shuls participate in?
We don't fund in cash. We actually provide the tefillin, the talis, the kippah, the sidur. We will pay for the lessons, and that we would do in conjunction with whichever rabbi is involved. And again, we fairly non-denominational. It doesn't matter if somebody is Reform, Conservative, Orthodox, or Haredi. We will support them in having a bar mitzvah. We have started this year with a new project over and above our bar mitzvah project, and this is a brainchild of Alan Goldman. And we will be giving a bar mitzvah, in a sense, to 66 children. And if I may, I'll explain to you how it works.
Please.
We've started off with one shul congregation, the Edgware United Shul in London, where there are 22 children, bar and bat mitzvah children, who do a one-year program with a rabbi to learn their, not only their bar mitzvah portions, but also it's lessons every Sunday, giving them Jewish input, and giving them a rounded education. We have signed these 22 kids up this year, and we have twinned them, with orphans from, Afula in Israel, kids who are, without parents. And we are further doing the treble this year, and we are twinning them also with children that lost their lives in the Holocaust. So it's a Yad Vashem project. So this is a unique project that we've undertaken now, where we will be affecting 66 people in total. So the orphans in Afula, you understand how that works. We twin them. They send videos up and down and messages to each other. We provide the orphans in Afula with sidurim and chanukiyot to celebrate their bar and bat mitzvahs, and they do that on a communal basis. What's really new in what we're doing this year is the Yad Vashem connection. And if I may, I'll tell you a little bit about what Yad Vashem are doing and why we've got involved with them this year.
Very important.
Yad Vashem have got a new it's not really a new project. It's been going for a while, but it's something they are promoting in a big way, and it's called the Names Recovery Project. And what they are trying to do is they are trying to collect the names of everybody that died in the Holocaust. So millions of our brethren were murdered without a trace during the Shoah, and it's really incumbent upon us to remember them and to take action to ensure that there is a legacy. So if we look at the Holocaust at the moment, the center, Yad Vashem, have the names of 4.7 million victims, and about 2.7 million are from scanned testimony from relatives and archives.
Right.
That means that over 1 million people and children we haven't got the records for. And what they are trying to do is get funding to enable them to track down these million people that we haven't got the records for. So each bar mitzvah child or bar mitzvah boy that gets twinned on the project with us has his or her chance to mark their bar or bat mitzvah. What they do is they receive a folder containing the page of testimony of their twin. The pages of testimony tell them about the family member. It gives them a study guide and a special certificate and tells them all about that family or that person. So each one of these children, there's a cost of £35. And what Yad Vashem do is they use this money to then track down those lost names that we haven't got.
We're going to take a break, Lawrence, and we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm just going to reorganize and we'll be back.
Stay relevant and up to date. Keep informed. This is 101.9 High FM.
And this is the HOD Hour, and we're talking about a project in the United Kingdom. Just before that, please send in your little poems. WhatsApp 061-895-1019 or SMS number 34519. Lawrence, you were talking about twinning the bar mitzvahs, and I'm actually quite taken aback by the fact that you say that the names of everyone who died in the Holocaust was not known, because the part that really sent shivers down my spine is that the Nazis documented the names of these people in, I thought it was, a meticulous way, and that always made me feel really ill. That actually is one of the worst parts about the Holocaust to me, that people were documented. You know, I can understand Rwanda, where people shot other people down, but here, yeah, this was a methodical murder of people. It freaks me out. But
yeah,
anyway,
Stan, I hear you, and I think everybody that's listening to this shares your sentiments. Unfortunately, the truth is that there were so many people killed indiscriminately.
Yes.
Entire families and towns wiped out, that there were no survivors, nobody to come forward and say that person lived there, that was their name, that's when they were born. So unfortunately, there are a lot missing, I'm afraid.
Yes, well, I mean, more and more of that is coming to light. We having the Genealogical Society of South Africa is having an evening with Rabbi Widmont on the 24th of this month, where he's going to talk, or he's going to link the Haim with the Holocaust, and he's taken tours to Lithuania. And of course, more and more of this information is coming to light. So, it is a very sad time, and I mean, thankfully, people like yourselves are bringing these things some way back to life and linking it to bar mitzvahs, which is, I suppose, these boys are at an impressionable age and it must live with them, especially if they're given a certificate with the name. That's something to really take away.
It's actually amazing. You know, we have to, you are quite correct, we have to assume the responsibility for completing this mission. Otherwise, the people that are lost are going to be lost forever. So it's incumbent on us to do all we can. Yad Vashem are fantastic in the sense that the pack that they put together tells the person all about the child that lost their lives, that didn't have the ability to have a bar or bat mitzvah, They link it either with their birthday or their name or their place of origin. And this is something that stays with that child forever. When we give the siddur to the child in shul as well, we put the name of the Holocaust, the person who was killed in the Holocaust, into their siddur. And in that way, every year they can light a candle and they can remember that person. And that way they remember their Jewishness, they remember their past, and they can remember their future as well.
Okay, so we've covered a very important project, which, as I've watched it over the years and how it's grown. I mean, if you're talking about 22 bar mitzvahs, I mean, those are not people, not boys who you're already sponsoring. These are over and above or including some of them. Yes. Those are not sponsored kids.
Correct. The essence of the program is actually sponsoring kids that are in dire need, that come from broken families, don't have Yiddishkeit. And if I may, I'm happy to share one or two stories with you of bar mitzvahs we've done in this past year.
I think it's important.
So I'll tell you about a lovely young boy. His name is Moishi. He is at a school called Kisharon in London, which is a school for complex learning disability. These are kids that are really in pretty bad shape from a mental learning perspective. He's a son of a rabbi, and for the last year, we've been prepping him that he's going to get his own tefillin for his bar mitzvah. And this has been an unbelievable motivation for him in doing work, in doing chesed, and doing kindness, and being nice to his brothers and sisters, and doing well at school. It's been his major motivation that he's been looking forward to for the last year. We were so just amazingly proud. We went, and there was a ceremony at this Kisharon school where they had a breakfast for him and his classmates, where he got to put on his tefillin for the very first time. And we did a bag with his name embroidered on it. And he was the happiest kid I've ever seen in my life. We were dancing, and it was just unbelievable. And this is something that he's going to use every single day of his life. And he's got that gift from the Hebrew Order of David. And for us, that made us unbelievably proud, and made a huge difference to his life.
For sure.
So, really lovely one there. We had another very interesting one this year, if I may tell you another small story.
Of course.
And that is, there's a man in Golders Green. His name is Abe. He's 81 years old. He is, in sheltered housing. He gets meals on wheels. He's got no family or income. So he's a man who's on his own. And all he does is he goes to shul in the morning, afternoon and evening. That's really his life. And a few months back, his tefillin was stolen. And he was totally distraught. Tefillin was everything to him in his life, and being able to go to shul. And we heard about this, and we presented him with a new set of tefillin, his own tefillin again. And it was just unbelievable. I mean, it just brought tears to our eyes that he got it. He was so, so pleased. He's now looking forward to celebrating his second bar mitzvah at 83. And that's just a small gift of chesed from our part to make a difference in somebody's life.
But I think those things make a much bigger impact than doing other type of charity work. I mean, these are personal stories, they're personal events, and I mean, these will live with the bar mitzvahs and with this man and his family, I'm presuming, or whoever is connected to him. It's something that will take with him to his dying days. I mean, it's something above and beyond what is the norm. So really, kol hakavod to the lodges in the United Kingdom and to you, Lawrence. Let's move to the project about the psychologists in Israel and just give that a brief overview. I'd like to see if people are interested in doing that, and let's take that to some sort of conclusion if we can.
Brilliant. Thank you, Stan. Pay attention, everybody. This is the most amazingly unique concept and charity I've ever come across. The charity is called Attentive Hearts. It's a small charity in Israel made up of volunteers. And what they do is they take the supported, and that is people with severe physical disabilities that are chronically ill and mainly visually impaired and blind. And what they do is unbelievable. They train them to become qualified social workers, and then they send them out into the community to help others. So this is the most unique and amazing charity I've ever come across before. They are not only giving people a reason to get up in the morning and a reason to live and give them a function in life where they haven't got one, but they are training them to go out and help others in the similar situation. The charity was set up by Dr. Sharon Lupes in Israel. He is a clinical psychologist, and he has 12 other clinical psychologists who all volunteer their time in setting up this project and training people to go out and help others. It's an amazing, amazing initiative, and the people they help are just incredible. It's everybody from Holocaust survivors to the general man in the street who is potentially blind or sitting at home with absolutely nothing. What strikes me about this charity as well is, and we've been speaking about the Holocaust a little bit earlier, is that there are many survivors in Israel that live forgotten lives. And when I say that, they're not part of society. They are either incapacitated where they can't move. They are sitting in small little apartments with no friends or family and no contact with the outside world. These helpers go out and meet them, talk to them, listen to them. And I can't emphasize how important that is.
So you interested me when we discussed this a little while ago, because I do believe that there would be psychiatrists around the world who would happily, in my view, given a period of time in their lives to go to Israel, spend a week and learn or assist in this project. I don't know if only money is going to help this project, but I think if you've got psychiatrists who are prepared to give their time and volunteer to do this, it's an opportunity that could be really something for them, out of the ordinary, and using their skills and their knowledge to assist in this type of project. I think that could be something worthwhile pursuing. What's your thoughts?
Yep, definitely. That's really something that we should pursue. The setup they have in Israel at the moment is as follows. They have 12 psychologists that are doing all the training on a voluntary basis. So everyone there is a volunteer. Dr. Lubusk himself is, as I said, a psychologist. He's wheelchair bound. He can't really move and he's on a ventilator, but he has a great team about him, who are doing this work. What they really need is a benefactor, and a benefactor like the HOD. The Hebrew Order of David International is a group of guys that get together on a voluntary basis that help others. And this is a very similar type of proposition where we can help others that are also volunteers. Now, you spoke about what money they need, or can money help them. They have got no big benefactors or sponsors. They are not like some of the big charities we know about that are supported by many people. Any amount of money will help them. They need physical money. For example, if they've got somebody who's blind and he needs to go out to see somebody else who's blind as a carer, as social work, they need the cab fare. They need to be able to pay Uber and get from point A to point B. So any small amount of money, be it 100 rand, be it $10, is going to help them unbelievably. These guys need support. They've got nobody supporting them. It's an amazing concept, and I think it's a life-saving concept.
So you have a plan on how to begin this process?
Well, we're pretty excited. What we were thinking about is the great project that was started in South Africa was Shabbat SA, the Shabbat Project. And I know this has gone worldwide now. 91 countries around the world are celebrating the Shabbat Project. What I'd like to propose is if we can get everybody together and do an HOD Shabbat International Project this year. The Shabbat Project is on the 15th and 16th of November this year. And what we'd like to propose is that brethren, members of the Hebrew Order of David, invite other brethren to their homes to celebrate Shabbat and have a Shabbat meal together. I think this has two very key opportunities. Firstly, it creates a bond of friendship and chavashav between brethren, and people get to know each other, not only in working on a charity basis. And it then gives everybody that comes along to the evening an opportunity to put in R100, $10, whatever it is. If we all get together and do this, and we've got 500-600 members around the world, we can really make a difference to this charity. A few thousand dollars will go a very, very long way to enabling them to function for the year.
So I think there's three angles to this. I think, first of all, there are a number of colleges which have come up in learning about psychology, psychiatry colleges and psychology. But in psychiatry, there are some colleges which have mushroomed in the last few years. And I wouldn't be surprised if they would want to send or give an opportunity to students to go there to volunteer as part of their experiential training. That could be one angle. The second thing is that maybe qualified psychiatrists might be like to be involved. If we as the Hebrew Order of David pursue the Shabbat Project, it may give some more meaning to, because I think that the part of the Shabbat Project is that it may not be enough just to go to shul and I mean, that's all very admirable, and go to shul and participate in the day, but we could make this so much more meaningful, particularly for our members, and around the world, as you say, we could have a number of these activities going on, and whatever we would raise, we could do it. So I think that we should put that in the planning process and bring it up at our respective committees. Just for the edification of the listener, we have lodges in America, in Canada, in England, that's the United Kingdom, in Israel, and of course in South Africa, and we could facilitate this type of activity. I mean, we're fortunate at the HOD Center in Johannesburg, we could probably host an event like this for this project, because we own the property, we have facility there, and we could actually run this type of project with relative ease. And I think, yes, I do agree, we should definitely pursue it. We're coming to an end of the session of talking to you. Is there anything else you want to add about the UK and activities of your lodge? And please go ahead and give yourselves a punt.
Also, to all the listeners out there, if anybody, I hope Attentive Hearts as a charity means something, and that it's potentially something you'd like to get involved in. If you would like more information, you're free to email me. I'll give you the address.
Yes, okay.
It's lodge1, and that's numerical 1, at HebrewOrderOfDavid.com. I'll repeat that. It's lodge1 at HebrewOrderOfDavid.com. Please drop me a line. I'll be happy to come back to you and give you all the information you need on the charity. And if you can get involved and help, it would be a wonderful, wonderful endeavor.
Right. For those in South Africa, you can send to the info@hodavid.org, or you can phone the HOD Center, where there's always somebody to answer, 011-640-3017. We'll happily involve you in the project.
Stan, if I may end off just
please,
on the Attentive Hearts charity, if I've got 2 minutes.
You've got?
I'd like to read you something that one of these supported members at Attentive Hearts who went through the training program wrote to the charity. His name is Addy. He is blind, and his guide dog is named Tango, which is quite a great name. This is the letter he wrote, and it really touched my heart. He says the following: thanks to a random conversation, I was privileged to take part in one of the first workshops and becoming a vocational listener who supports others in the community. I have changed deeply, learning how to truly listen and support others, especially in their darkest hours in life. The training was incredible, professional and practical, yet riveting and inspiring, always focusing on the individual needs of every participant. It empowered me and moved me. It affects me still. I will keep on going out to help others in need as long as this unique life-changing platform will enable me to support others in need. Stan, I think that really says it all.
Absolutely.
These guys need help, they need support, and they are doing a most wonderful, wonderful job.
Thank you. And Lawrence, you've been a pleasure, and it's been very informative and very illuminating for a lot of people, I'm sure. Touched on some very emotional points, and I think we'll I'm sure people would like to know more about these projects. We have similar projects all around the world. Hebrews of David is a wide footprint, and it's important that you, and this is your voice, and I think you've done admirably, and thank you for participating.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Chai FM and HOD International.
Thank you. We're going to take a break.
A frequency like no other.
101.9 Chai FM.
This is the HOD Hour with Stan Claff coming to you from Johannesburg. And this in the last segment of our hour, we're going to discuss various projects with the Hebrew David is promoting, and we're going to start off firstly by thanking the Union of Jewish Women, who yesterday hosted a tea and gave awards to Lodge Negev, an award to Lodge Negev, a certificate thanking the Lodge for the project which we have every year, which is our Bingo evening, and the Bringing Yont of Joy, where we collect food to give to the kosher mobile meals. And we distribute amongst those families in need in the community. It's a project which has been going with the Hebrew Order of David for something like 30 years or and more. And we are happy to participate in this project for and to continue participating in this project with partnering with Kashima Baal Meals, who actually very kindly distribute the parcels on our behalf. So the Bingo evening, which is in aid of this project, it takes place on the 6th of November this year, and we'll be sending out notices, and we're asking if people want to donate prizes or anything like that, or if they want to book tickets, notices will be going out. Go back to the project if you would, or for the competition which we're running at the moment just for this evening, if you could send us a little poem, we'll send it to the WhatsApp. It's for Valentine's Day. Send us a Valentine's Day poem, a short 3-4 lines, 061-895-1019, SMS number 34519. At the end of the show, we'll announce the winner, and we'll have two tickets for our next project, which is Rolf Meyer, who's going to be talking. Rolf Meyer was involved with the President Cyril Ramaphosa in bringing about the end of democracy in the documentation process and the constitution, etc. And he and Cyril Ramaphosa worked very closely together. Cyril Ramaphosa remained in politics. Rolf Meyer went on into the education space, and he's an international mediator. And he's going to be talking at the HOD Center on Tuesday, the 19th of February, 7:30 for 8. Booking is still open. You can come to the door and pay. It's 80 rand a person, and the proceeds will go to charity. It's being run by the Dr. Herzl Lodge, the oldest lodge in the order, to raise money for charity. We also running a project which we will launch officially, called A Day in the Life of a Jew in South Africa, What we want is that you take a photograph, and I mean, it's dead simple. All you do is take your cell phone. You can take a picture today, anywhere, anytime, of anything Jewish. It doesn't matter what it is, or if it's got some connotation to Judaism. We're going to, hopefully at the end of the project, if we get enough input, we'll be putting together a booklet or a book, which will maybe turn into something like a coffee book for distribution, and you could be able to send that overseas. There's also 25,000 rand in prizes to, for various categories, and we hope that you will participate. If you want to send in photographs, please, you can send into the info@hodavid.org, info@hodavid.org, and we'll be sending that into the, sending emails to the community, and please participate in that project. There's no charge for entry, and all you have to do is take a picture, selfies, anything that you want to do, which you think might be relevant from that point of view. We talked a little bit about Lithuania and about the Holocaust a little earlier, when we were talking to Lawrence Gishon in London, and on the 24th of February, on Sunday the 24th of February at 7 p.m., we are privileged to have at the Genealogical Society of South Africa, the Jewish Genealogical Society of South Africa, which has its home at the Hebrew of David at the HRD Center. And we are privileged to have Rabbi Widmont, Ramon Widmont. He's the co-founder and dean of the Academy of Jewish Thought and Learning. He regularly takes tours to Lithuania, and his talk this time will be Life, Light and Dark, Balancing Dahaim with the Holocaust, on Sunday the 24th of February. On the 16th of May this year, we have a project, an event which we run every year, three times a year, called The Royals, which is for elderly people in the community. We give them an evening admission, a morning, admission is free. We give refreshments, and we also have entertainment. We have been privileged to have over the years Evelyn Green, various other Tony Bentle and many other entertainers. This time we are in the planning process of the next event, which is on the 16th of May. As I said, admission is free. All you need to do is come along. It will be announced at all the homes and in the press and in, on this radio station. You, if you need to contact the Hebrew Order of David, then contact us for any more information. It's 011-640-3018. A little earlier, the project that we talked about with Lawrence Gishon, about the psychiatrists and the community workers that this charity is organizing, comes out of our segment in the show, which we call the wish list, and where we try to match up the needs of different organizations who need particular items and match to other people who may be able to assist in that regard. The moment we're looking at a project for students who are bridging the gap between high school and university, there's a program, a year program, which is managed via some of the mining houses, and they are looking for cell phones. We're going to be talking about that in the weeks to come. So if anybody has cell phones, would like to donate them to this project, something decent, please don't give us some bricks. Give us something decent. If you've got something that you've discontinued, doesn't have to be the most up-to-date one, but we will then distribute it to these groups. These groups are 40. They're not active in Johannesburg. They're active out of town in areas like Toyandu, the Eastern Cape, and so on. And so there's a big need for this activity. And this particular group that is organizing through the mining houses is in need of these cell phones. The Hebrew Order of David also is busy with its archives and its memorabilia. If any family out there has anything that you have of that might have some significance to the, some connection to the Hebrew Order of David, and I'm sure that there are many, if you have something you don't want, it's not serving a purpose for you, you would like to donate to the order, please contact us on info@hrdavid.org or phone our center, 011-640-3017. And if we do have anything like that, we'd be, if it's large, we'd be happy to collect it. If you want to drop it at the HRD center where we have our admin center, we'll be only too happy to collect it. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll finish off while we just evaluate if there were any entries for the competition. Otherwise, because I wrote the only poem that's been submitted so far, I'll get the prize.
Branding is what people say about you when you aren't in the room. To find out how Chai FM can work for your brand, call us 010-140-4090.
Connecting our community. Choose life. Choose Chai. The 101.9 Chai FM.
This has been the HRD Hour. We were privileged to have Lawrence Gishon, the Vice President of the Governing Lodge in the United Kingdom, with us this evening. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you will be attending some of the projects or all of the projects at the Hebrew Order of David at the HRD Center and around the country. As I said, we will be featuring lodges from around the world as the weeks go by, and thank you to everyone. Thank you to Tabo, who's been our industrious engineer here running the show, and a good Shabbos to everyone.